Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this your boy Drummer Boy, aka D-Boy Fresh, and I'm here to tell you to get your music now, live on the Music Hype Beast. We beneficial. Hey, yeah, boy.
Cool, what's going on, brother?
What's happening, bro?
Cool days. We are live on the Dream of the Win podcast, man. Happy Tuesday to you, big homie.
Appreciate it.
Honored to be talking with you, man. We go way back.
Oh, yeah. Couple years in the making, man. Working hard, still.
Definitely.
Staying true.
Absolutely, man. Listen, let's jump right into it. I want to talk about you and your brand, man. Let everybody know the city and state that you represent, and let's go from there.
Okay. I represent Virginia, of course, DMV. Currently in Maryland, but, you know, it's part of the DMV, so you rep all of it.
Yeah, so you represent, you said your phone is breaking up. Your connection said one more time. You represent what city and state?
Virginia. I'm a VA.
Absolutely. And you know Virginia is like rich. Yeah, I heard you. So you know Virginia is like rich in the hip-hop culture and in music, man. So let's go ahead and jump into this part here. Let's talk about your music, your city, and everything like that. Let's go into that right there. When it comes to your music, how does your city, how has your music affected your city, man?
I mean, really, when you break it down, Virginia, it's like they're trying to find this sound, but they down as a whole, for real. You know, so it's helping the city. It's also, I mean, it molded a lot of things for people. Like, we got Timberland, we got Pusha T, we got Missy Elliott, Pharrell, you know what I'm saying, Genuine from D.C. So it played a huge role in our music culture and setting trends as well.
Got it. I want to go into this part here. When you think about everything that you sacrifice to be in this game, music-wise and everything else. When you think about everything that you sacrifice to be in this game, as far as like the ups and downs, the highs and lows. I mean, honestly, what at this point, you know, what has meant the most to you along this journey? Like, what do you value the most to keep you going?
This is a crazy story, man. I want to say this was a while back, but this is what made me want to keep going. There was a kid that was visiting my family in New York, and this was around the MySpace era. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I was walking down the street as a youngin' playing my, you know, when CDs went in, and the kid said, he tapped his friend, he said, "That's Young Days, that's what I used to go by." And when I heard that at that moment, being from Virginia, because they don't really respect Virginia rappers that much, you know what I'm saying, unless you kind of got some kind of buzz, I was like, okay, it was worth being homeless. It was worth, you know, dropping out stupidly, you know, for music. But that right there solidified everything for me. Like,
definitely.
Something that small. Like, I noticed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know,
I want to go in. I'm sorry. Say the last part again.
Nah, I said that part. That's all. Yeah.
Right. So I want to go into this part here. When you think about the business side of the music game, because you know this game is 90% business, 10% music, man. Break down to the audience the business of Coop. Like, give everybody like how. Like, as far as what you have set up, as far as your companies, you have a film division, clothing, kind of give everybody kind of like a snapshot of like what you have.
I recently, about a year and a half ago, half a year ago, tried my hand at a couple of things. It's more of an experimental thing. I music, like you said, is only part of it. Branding is the other. You know, I designed a shoe. I'm currently trying to work with a partner of mine that co-manages me, artwork, and that plays a heavy influence into the hip-hop culture because the music is part of it. If you tie the brand to it, you're really making a movement, you know what I'm saying, as far as your clothing and other aspects of business. So they definitely go hand in hand. Everybody wants to be the star, and it's fun. But when the business comes, it separates the boys from the men. You know what I'm saying? Because it gets really real really fast.
Yeah, it does. It definitely does on that right there. I want to go into this part here when it comes to what it is that you got going on. Microphone is in your hand. You're on that stage. So I want you to break down to the audience. How does that moment make you feel? Microphone in your hand, you're on the stage, crowd going crazy. Like, break all that down. Like, explain that moment.
First and foremost, when I get on stage, the person before I walk on stage and the person I get on stage is two different people. That's my alter ego, is the Coop Days. So, like, when I get on stage, it's like a drug to me. It's a high, some kind of euphoria. And when they start rocking, and by the second hook, they know your words, oh, it's, you can't describe the feeling. Like, it's just a whole other world, you know? So, that's high breaking time. And the energy goes up even more.
No doubt about that, for sure. I want to go into this part here when it comes to what you got going on. I want to talk about this. When you're in the studio and you're in that booth, man, I just want you to be mad honest. When you're in that booth and you're in that studio, I want you to talk about how that creative process, like explain that moment. You got the headphones on, the producer said go, you're making that potentially classic record. Like, talk about that, man. Like, how does that moment make you feel? What's going through your mind the whole night?
Basically, the way it works for me is I get a melody in my head. So I produce too. So that's the upper hand that I got. But I got a producer by the name of 30 Mil, shout out to him, that I work with closely. And when I get the beat, I usually just hear that melody. I start humming it. If I really want to get detailed with it, I would write it. But if it's more of just a feel record, I would just go in and press record. That's how it works for me. But as far as details and life stories, I write them. Like, and then it's a feeling, and the beat talks to me, and it just starts flowing. I don't really think too hard.
I want to go on this part here. Talk about the music you have available right now for streaming and downloading. Let's talk about that. What is one of your main tracks that you have out right now that you're actually pushing and everything like that?
We just took a road trip. Shout out to Trill Will, is a newly signed Universal music group artist / Full Circle Music Group. And we shot a video out in Atlanta to the record we got called Ugly. It's my single. You know, I'm on the hook, the beat, the first verse, he's second, Cam on the third. You can find that on all platforms. You know what I'm saying? It's on YouTube, all the titles, the Deezers, the Apple Music, Spotify, you name it, it's there. You know, we're just trying to organically grow it, and it was a major co-sign because we had Universal footage in there as well from The Office and everything, you know, celebrity DJ, the A&R in the video. It was a good look for us.
Definitely. Right now, 2020, what's something that you're going to do differently in 2020 than what you didn't do in 2019? What's something that you know you're definitely going to improve on to make this year even bigger and better for you, man?
Honestly, it's going to sound funny, but I'm going to stop being so nice. That has been my, that's hindering me. Like, it's kind of stunting my growth. I'm naturally, it's how I was raised. I'm not soft, but I'm compassionate for people's art. But you can only help as many people that want to help themselves. So going into 2020 is strictly me. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to handle me first, and the time I got left, I try to throw out, you know, to the people that's trying to get it too. That's something I made a vow to work on.
Got you on that right there. I want to go into this part here, and you tell me how you feel about it. When it comes to you and to other millennials that you know, other aspiring artists that you know is trying to come up in the game, man, what's the best advice that you've received so far in this business? Like, what's the best advice you've gotten so far?
Well, there are two ways you can look at it. My best advice, being number one, it's a two-for-one question. Keep God first. Because if you don't have God, the ability that he gave you, he can strip that. So that's number one over everything. Two is always remain yourself, as yourself. Be humble, be real, don't fake the funk. Be who you are. And the real, as long as it's talented, will meet and register with people more than you trying to be what's out and you're not that.
Got it. Okay. I'm with you on that right there, totally, man, definitely. I want to go into this, man. You know, it's been an honor. The thing I love about you, man, is you're always willing to grow. You're very humble. I love the way that you approach life, man. Thank you for being on the Dream Hustle Win podcast, and we look forward to working with you again, bro, and just turning up.
Definitely. Make sure, you know, you follow the movement on Instagram, Coop Daze, CoupeDaze, 100. That's all.
All right, Pete. Cool days in the building. Let's get it. Thank you so much, brother. Peace.
Yeah.